Life can be challenging for a lot of people as we ride out the current global health crisis, but laughter and lighter moments can be found if you look for them. This is Lisa Berry, and an Ypsilanti woman is doing that, setting up the Ypsilanti Ministry of Silly Walks. And joining us now at WEMU to tell us more about that is Cammie Fussey. Hi, Cammie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, hanging in there and definitely in a better mood after seeing this effort you have created on Facebook. Tell us about it.
Sure. So I originally saw this from an Instagram called Yorkshire Silly Walks, which is based in Grosse Pointe Park, Michigan. And they started posting videos of people silly walking in front of their house. And that's based on a Monty Python sketch from 1970 that's very, very famous, starring John Cleese. And he has a government ministry, responsible for developing silly walks through grants.
Well, sir, I have a silly walk, and I'd like to obtain a government grant to help me develop it.
I see. May I see your silly walk?
Yes, certainly, yes.
So the people in Grosse Pointe Park decided to put up some signs and invite people to silly walk in front of their doorstep camera, and then they encouraged people all over to do the same. So I decided yesterday to do that, and it has blown up already.
That's it, is it?
Yes, that's it, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's not particularly silly, is it?
Now, what do you mean by blown up? Lots of people are participating or watching?
All of the above, yeah. Lots of people are watching the videos and sharing them. Lots of people have walked by. Some people have even sent videos from as far away as Florida. And it's just getting more and more popular. And we hope more people will come or will send in their videos if they're unable to walk there and spread the silliness.
How does it work? There's a camera set up. And is there? How do people know where to begin and what to do?
Yeah, so you walk up near our house and there's two signs, maybe about 15 feet apart, and they each say, "You're now entering the jurisdiction of the Ministry of Silly Walks. Commence silly walking immediately." And there's a Ring doorbell camera on our front door, and then my husband set up another camera, and he's a broadcast engineer, so who knows how many cameras he'll set up. But you just walk between the lines and do your silliest walk. Some people have been walking with their dogs, some people have been walking with their families, and they're just getting ever the sillier.
Do you show them live, or are they recorded and shown somewhere else later?
They are recorded, and so we cut them as quickly as possible, but we cut them into individual videos, and we cut them into supercuts, and we share them on Instagram and Facebook.
And what are those pages, so we can let people know?
You can find the videos on Facebook and Instagram at Ipsy Silly Walks.
How creative have people been getting?
Pretty creative. We've had a lot of funky arm movements, a lot of funky leg movements, some dancing. We've had whole families come along, each person doing a different silly walk. We've even had some people come up and one person in the group starts doing silly walks and the other people just sort of run away or abandon them. So maybe they're not super comfortable with the jurisdiction of the Ministry of Silly Walks, but we encourage everyone to do their silliest walks.
How many people have participated so far?
About 20 or so have walked by. We are in a pretty high traffic area next to a park, so we anticipate about the same every day.
20 people every day walking down the street in Ypsilanti and seeing your sign to do a silly walk, and they're going along with it, right?
Yeah, and I actually hope to see some people show up maybe in costumes, maybe some more choreographed dances. Bring whatever you got.
And have you heard from people that this is just helping them relax a little bit or bringing them some joy at this difficult time?
Yeah, there's been lots of really happy comments, and people are excited to see it and excited to make it a point to stop by on their walk.
I really want to do one. I guess that's what I was thinking. They just look so joyful, and people are just having a moment of relaxation during everything we're going through right now.
Yeah, definitely. And if you can't make it out this way, send us a video of yourself silly walking in your home or outside or anywhere near you.
And where exactly is this taking place in Ypsilanti?
It is on Pleasant Drive near Recreation Park.
Pleasant Drive near Recreation Park. Do you feel like you're helping make a positive difference at this difficult time?
I do feel like it's bringing a lot of joy, a lot of fun to people's days, and that's something that we really need right now.
Are you going to do one?
I have actually done several. I did the inaugural opening Philly Walk, which has, last I checked, nearly 3,000 views. So clearly I've got my claim to fame now.
So you said this started in Grosse Pointe here in Michigan. Is it happening around the country?
It's happening around the country. She said that they have seen some in Ohio and California and Texas and even some in Canada. And they encourage everyone everywhere to set up a little Philly Walk in front of their house.
6 feet away from each other, though, right?
Well, yeah.
Do you know how long you'll be doing this for?
I think at least a week or two. We haven't really thought that far. As long as people keep coming and enjoying it, we'll leave it up.
Cammy Fussy, who helped create the Ypsilanti Ministry of Silly Walks, get out there and share your silly walk and share a little joy at this difficult time. And Cammy, thanks for telling us about this here on WEMU.
Thanks for having me.